For thousands of years, humans imagined creating minds beyond their own mechanical beings that could think, learn, and act independently. Ancient myths told of statues that moved, golems brought to life, and gods breathing intelligence into clay. But what once belonged to myth is now reality. We call it artificial intelligence machines that not only calculate, but learn, adapt, and create. Welcome to Blueprints of Progress. In this episode, we explore how artificial intelligence born from human curiosity has become one of the most powerful, controversial, and transformative inventions in history. The story of AI begins long before computers existed. Philosophers like Aristotle pondered logic and reasoning, laying the foundation for what we now call algorithms' rules for structured thinking. But it wasn't until the mid-20th century that humanity gained the tools to turn thought into computation. In 1950, Alan Turing, a British mathematician and codebreaker, asked a simple but profound question: can machines think? His paper, Computing Machinery and Intelligence, introduced the idea of a test later called the Turing test, to determine whether a machine could exhibit behavior indistinguishable from a human. That question still echoes today. By the 1950 seconds and 60 seconds, computers were powerful enough to simulate basic reasoning. Researchers like John McCarthy, who coined the term artificial intelligence, and Marvin Minsky dreamed of creating machines that could learn and understand. Early programs could solve algebra problems and play chess. Optimism ran high. Some scientists even predicted that machines would surpass humans within a generation. But progress was slow. Computers lacked data, memory, and speed. Funding dried up, and by the 1970 seconds, AI entered its first winter, a period of disappointment and skepticism. Then quietly, AI began to evolve again. In the 1980 seconds and 90 seconds, researchers built neural network systems inspired by the human brain, made of digital neurons that learn by adjusting connections. For the first time, machines weren't just following instructions, they were discovering patterns. The explosion of data in the 21st century changed everything. With faster processors and access to billions of pieces of information, AI could finally learn at scale. Algorithms trained on massive datasets began recognizing faces, understanding speech, translating languages, and predicting outcomes. The revolution had arrived. In 2012, a deep learning system designed by Jeffrey Hinton and his team stunned the world by dramatically outperforming humans in image recognition. AI could now see. Soon, it could hear, speak, and write. Chatbots learned to hold conversations. Self-driving cars learned to navigate city streets. Machines began composing music, diagnosing diseases, and even generating art and literature. But with this progress came fear. Could machines replace human workers? Could algorithms make biased or harmful decisions? Could AI be used for surveillance, manipulation, or war? The invention that once promised freedom now raised questions of control. Today, AI sits at the heart of nearly every major industry: medicine, education, finance, entertainment, and science. It designs buildings, predicts earthquakes, recommends what we watch, and even helps discover new drugs. It's not just a tool, it's a collaborator. Yet AI has no soul, no ethics, no true understanding. It learns what we teach it. It reflects our data, our decisions, our biases. It can magnify both human brilliance and human flaws. The challenge is not whether AI will become smarter than us, it's whether we can ensure it becomes wiser with us. The dream of artificial intelligence has always been more than mechanical thinking. It's about understanding what intelligence itself means. Is intelligence the ability to reason, to learn, to feel, to create? If so, then the creation of AI forces us to reflect on ourselves, on what makes human thought unique. In recent years, new forms of AI like large language models and generative systems have blurred the line between man and machine. They can write poetry, compose symphonies, generate artwork, and even converse with empathy. They do not think like us, but they imitate thought so convincingly that it challenges our sense of identity. AI is not destiny, it's design, and that means we hold the power to guide it. Governments are debating ethical frameworks. Scientists are developing transparent systems. Artists are using AI to push creative boundaries. Doctors are using it to save lives. The future of AI depends on balance, innovation with responsibility, efficiency with empathy, intelligence with humanity. Artificial intelligence is the most human of all inventions, not because it replaces us, but because it reflects our endless desire to create something greater than ourselves. We built machines that can think. Now we must think deeply about what that means. Thank you for listening to Blueprints of Progress. In our next episode, we'll explore another world-changing innovation satellites, the silent sentinels orbiting above us, connecting continents, predicting weather, and observing the planet we call home. Until then, remember, technology mirrors its maker. What it becomes depends on who we choose to be.